From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A group of lawmakers in Mexico is attempting to ban almost 200 chemicals used in pesticides, and Mexican farmers are alarmed at the prospect. While supporters want pesticides banned because it's harmful to human health, farmers say that could devastate Mexico's ability to produce food. HeadTopics.com says there's a growing push against pesticides and growing genetically modified corn, but some Mexican officials say this proposal goes too far too quickly. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association hailed the signing of the National Security Memorandum to strengthen the security and resilience of U.S. food and agriculture. The memorandum helps the federal government to identify the threats facing our food supply and improve national readiness and response. NCBA CEO Colin Woodall says we appreciate the focus on developing threat mitigation strategies, adding we can protect our industry while ensuring that all Americans have access to wholesome foods like beef. Interest rates on farm loans increased sharply in the third quarter, and the acceleration in farm real estate values continues to ease. The Kansas City Fed says farm income and credit conditions remain solid, but the pace of improvement softened. The outlook for the agricultural economy generally remains positive despite a recent pullback in prices for some key farm commodities.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.